Good morning. This podcast is brought to you by Motto Mortgage Prosperity. Their mission is to serve their customers with honesty, integrity, and confidence. Their goal is to provide home loans to their clients while also delivering the lowest interest rates and closing costs possible. Their pledge is to help borrowers overcome roadblocks that can arise while securing a loan. In short, let Motto Mortgage Prosperities work for you. They are not a bank. That means more transparency, more options, and less jargon. And because they believe in delivering exceptional customer service, Motto Mortgage Prosperities works directly with wholesale lenders to provide you with multiple competitive quotes. Motto Mortgage. 3, 2, 1. Good after. I don't even know what time it is. It is morning. Good morning, Jay. What's going on, brother?
Good morning, David.
You can call me Tom.
Good morning, Tom.
That's my father. I thought you were my father for a second. So introduce yourself, my man.
My name is Jair McCray. I am the owner of Universal Tech Repair. Basically, Universal Tech Repair is a business where we come to you and fix all your mobile devices or any electronical needs that you possibly have, starting from iPhones to Androids, going over to computers, laptops, basically anything.
Yeah, well, the reason I met you, because my damn computer broke.
Yep.
Well, and it's funny. So I called. thank you for coming on, by the way.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
Delmarva Repair?
Mm-hmm.
Am I calling that one right?
Yep, Delmarva
Repair?
That is correct.
Great guys over there. In fact, I tried to get them on the podcast. Not as easy.
Yeah.
They've got higher-ups over there, but I had gone over and talked to them about fixing my, they actually put new batteries in our phones. And when my computer, I have an old Mac desktop, it went up.
Mm-hmm.
It bricked. My son called it, it bricked.
Yep.
And I tried to get a hold of them. They're like, listen, we don't work on those, but call Jay.
Yep.
I was like, okay. And he goes, actually message him through Facebook. I'm like, oh shit. So I dialed the number, no answer. I said, all right, I'll play along. I'll go with it. I text you through Messenger.
Uh-huh.
Bam, a message came right back up. I think something that's kind of pre-set up.
I pre-set them up just because I'm mad busy. So I literally I set that up actually a couple of days before you messaged me because I know people would message me and then I wouldn't get back to them for a little bit. And now I have someone to watch my messages for me and then I also have it pre-made. So it responds back and then it lets me know.
Well, you sent me that and then I was like, okay. And I answered my computer's broken or something.
Yep.
And you text me back, and you're like, yeah, I'm driving to Ellendale. After I leave Ellendale, I'll be right over. I'm like, you're coming over? Oh, shit, all right. So there you were.
Yep.
And here you came. And
boom.
And I always appreciate a good, I call it a hustle.
Uh-huh.
Just working hard.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
It is. It's hard to find that these days.
Yeah.
You know, we all work, bull.
Yeah.
But, you know, to pull up, you know, from Ellendale all the way over to here and fix my computer. I mean, I was like, you know what, dude, can you come on my podcast? Because you're a rare breed.
Yep.
And you're a go-getter.
Mm-hmm.
And personally, the idea of coming to people's houses and fixing their computers is brilliant.
Oh, yeah. Most of the time, people don't have time to even make it out to a repair shop. And then that's where we come in and get it all done for you.
Well, I appreciate it. And big smile.
Oh, yeah.
And I love that. So I'm like, come on the podcast. And we had to postpone it one day because you're busy.
Yeah.
Oh, I always say, listen, if you can make money and not do the podcast, I go make the money.
Oh, yeah.
But if you got a free time, you can come hang out with me. I always appreciate it. So we got you over here. So did you mention to me that you worked over at?
Yes,
those guys?
I did work for Delmarva Repair for almost 4.5 years, I want to say.
So let me just real quick. So the podcast really is about guys that are sitting at home, guys and girls, guys and ladies, men and women, whatever, that are at home going, I'd like to open my own small business.
Yep.
Right? I mean, I don't know how long it was before you did, but I'm sure there was a period where you were like, God, I'd like to, I could do this by myself.
Oh, yeah.
But it's scary.
Yeah, it was scary at first, and then I met the right person, and we just started having everything flow in. And at first, I was just going to stay over towards the Laurel area where I live and everything, but then I started getting calls from over this area. And come to find out, Dylan at Delmarva Repair was actually sending them to me because he wasn't able to do what I can. And I've been working on devices and everything for almost, 6.5 years now. So, to me, I kind of consider myself one of the best around here, and I know there's a couple more people that I know personally, and if we team up, it would probably be great. But as soon as I started getting calls from over here, I just started making trips over here and whatnot and just getting everything done.
Well, dude, I was surprised, and you've been working. So the computer that I have you fixing, which bricked,
mm-hmm.
is a bit of a challenge.
Oh, yeah. It is a challenge.
But you know what? I mean, you know, when I asked you if you could fix it, you're like, absolutely. And I was like, okay. So yep. I'm just letting you take care of it, and it's probably creating a few more problems than you were expecting, but you're still smiling.
Oh, yeah. Yep, I know for a fact I can get it done just because the Macs and everything, I've actually learned a little bit from my old coworker, Charles Nathan, who I think he's actually opening up a shop too. But we both, like when we were working, we were just literally getting devices in and out, and nothing too small, nothing too big, and we were just getting it done.
Yeah.
And we literally learned off of each other.
Well, it's an intimidating project to mm-hmm. get into any device these days. It's not like, you know, a 1976 Ford truck where you could basically stand in the engine well. You know, anytime there's a gasket or a seal or glass, it's like, oh, shit. And I've tried to fix a few phones in my day. I've had, I tried to fix the 5.
Yeah.
That's not a fun phone to fix.
Oh, no. Not at all.
That's a bad phone. Bad phone 5. I tried to fix, I think it was a 7. I think I fixed a 7.
Mm-hmm.
I think I broke the glass. But it's not easy. And when I saw your buddies over across the street, those dudes had the battery in and out in 5 minutes.
Yep.
And I was like, geez, that's nice.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure Dylan has picked up a couple things from me, too, because I've taught him a lot. So, like, literally, I think every time someone new came into Denmark Repair, whether it was me, Brian, Charles, or someone, we would always have, like, little races to see who can finish them faster. And we were literally getting the phones done within 10-minute stops, sometimes even shorter than that.
Yeah, I think that one guy did mine in 5.
Oh, yeah.
5 minutes. You might hold a new record.
Yeah.
You might need to swing by there on your way out of here.
I want to think they're ready for that again.
On God! What do you find yourself fixing the most? What is, like, about, you know, a day for you, like?
Dave, for me, I want to say it's mostly iPhones because literally iPhones and some Samsungs because the Samsungs are like crazy expensive. Only people who have like really important stuff on their phones that they absolutely need, they rather get the Samsungs done. But then that, it's like iPhones because everyone needs their phone. It's basically their lifeline.
Right.
So if their screen cracks, sometimes it's like either a small crack that just bothers them. Or it could be like a major crack where it's like blacking out the whole screen and everything. They just want it done. It's cheap. It's fast. And they're in and out.
Well, it didn't used to be, right?
Oh, no. So the iPhone 4s, they used to probably take a good amount of time because you literally had to take everything out of the phone just to stick on the front screen. And I think my best time for that was maybe like 7 minutes or so, I want to say.
Mm.
And then the like iPhone.
An Olympian.
Oh, yeah.
Jeez.
Then the
Sprinter.
Then the iPhone 5 came out. Repairs became a little bit easier. We were able to get them with the parts and everything on. Started taking us like 5-10 minutes to do. And then just kept getting easier and easier from that. Then they hit us with the iPhone 7, which we had to be very, very careful with because the home buttons and everything are on there. And you can easily rip them. Once mm-hmm. the home button goes out, boom. No
done
more
so.
Home button. So then you
can put a new home button
in,
though, right?
They actually came out with a device where it's like a Bluetooth home button, and you can literally just stick it on there, and then you'll be able to use the home button function again, but you can't use Touch ID, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Once that first button goes, that's basically it for it.
You can't go into the phone and replace the home button?
Depending on how bad it's damaged, you could, but sometimes it's not even worth it. I know, like, one guy that I send my workout to get soldered on and everything, I think when I first started, he was charging maybe like $175 just for the home button repair.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy. Well, I know that, and you mentioned it, our phones have become so important.
Oh, yes.
And I actually had the Apple Watch.
Mm-hmm.
I got the very first, not the first one, but the year it came out, I bought the Apple Watch. And I loved it, but it became too much.
Yeah.
Do you have an Apple Watch?
No. I literally buy them. I have them for maybe like 2 or 3 months, and then I just stop using it, and I just sell it.
Yeah, I can't. I just get tired of being, it's too much.
Yeah.
I mean, it's constantly going off.
Yep.
I can't determine what hapstick. What's it called? The vibration?
The
hapstick?
Hapstick? I think that's what it's called.
It might be. But whatever that vibration is, I can't identify between what's an Instagram notification or a message. And it's weird because I feel a vibration. I have like anxiety, like I'm getting some weird text. When it's not, like I'm not getting any weird text, but it's just like, what is that?
Yeah.
What's that going to say? And it just was too much. And then I also dropped it.
Yeah.
And I cracked my Apple Watch. And it was fine for a while, but then the screen fell out.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm not buying another one.
Yep.
Because it's just too much.
Yeah. To me, I never did like watches and everything. So when the first one came out, I got it. And I was just like, I like it. I wore it for maybe like a year until I got rid of it. Then a new one came out. I was like, I'll give it another go around. Did the same thing. Boom,
Do you have the same issues I have? You're just constantly being notified.
Yeah, and I'm in like maybe like three group chats, I want to say, and literally they're always going off, whether it's about football or it's about just sending funny memes and everything. It's always going off. So literally, my wrist was just dinging, dinging, dinging. I was just like, I don't know if I like this.
You an Eagles fan?
No, Patriots.
Okay. Struggle this weekend then.
Oh, yeah.
Watch the Eagles play terrible and Tom Brady wrapping it up. Brady. You think Tom Brady will play for the Patriots next year?
Hopefully.
Really?
I really hope.
Jay, really?
I really hope he does.
How do you think he played on Sunday?
He's done a lot better. It all doesn't matter to me because I know as soon as playoffs come, then Tom Brady's going to actually show up.
Oh, real Tom Brady will show up?
He's going to show up, and he's going to show out.
I don't know, man. He had ankle warmers on the other day. He had them dance tights on his ankles or something. Listen, I like Tom Brady. I feel like anybody that doesn't like him is just kind of jealous.
Yeah.
I think he's okay. He's fine.
Yeah.
He didn't look good.
He's an amazing quarterback. Like, people try to, like, say he's a cheater and everything, but it's just Tom Brady. He's a really, really good quarterback.
So, the cheating, you mean Deflategate?
Somewhat.
Because, listen, when they determined that the balls had been, they were too low, they pumped him up to regular pressure, and then he went and proceeded to kick their ass.
Exactly.
That's dumb to say that he cheated.
People just hate on him just because he is the best, and then everyone hates the Patriots, so I'm just like, okay.
Well, I'm concerned. I think this will be his last year. I don't think, maybe he can play another year. Yeah. I don't think he can. I think he's done. I think he will be finished because, like Shannon Sharp says, you get that hit, and you just don't forget it.
Yep.
And it's, and it's just, at some point you go,
yeah,
I'm done well. I'm out.
Yeah.
But, you know, even if he doesn't play, I think the Patriots have to make a decision. They have to start figuring out, you know, Jimmy Garoppolo, who was supposed to be Tom Brady's replacement, is looking like that would have been a pretty good replacement.
That you ain't lying with that one.
I'm not even a big 49ers fan, but I've become one because I enjoy Jimmy Garoppolo. I've been there. I've had a lot of fun this year. This year's been a little weird, I think, for football.
Oh, yeah. It's been...
Do you mind if we talk some football?
Yeah, we can.
You seem like a football... I mean, if you're in group chats on football, we might as well chat.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not a huge football guy, but I do like chatting a little bit about it.
Yeah, I watch it every now and then, but I try to stick with the Patriots and everything, but it's not
because I'm
like
a Cowboys fan.
Ooh. I got a good friend that's a Cowboys fan, and it's literally fun every Sunday making fun of him and whatnot.
Why? What are you making fun of?
We like to get under his skin.
The Cowgirls? Yep. Well, listen, so, I mean, obviously we have a big Eagles, a lot of Eagles fans in this
area. Oh, yeah, most definitely.
And I'd rather be a Cowboys or a Patriots fan than an Eagles fan and knowing that Carson Wentz is as bad as he is. Because I talked to someone yesterday, and they go, this is what they said to me, they go, Wentz is just not good. I'm like, really? Finally. The blindfold came off.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he had that crossing route. I don't know if it was Aguilar or whatever, but he had that crossing route, and he threw it right behind him.
Yeah.
But listen, your Patriots weren't doing that good either.
Yeah, so no room to talk, so.
You still have the blindfold on.
Oh, yeah.
He's fine. Five more.
It's Tom Brady. He's good.
Well, I don't know what's going to happen. I think he'll probably be let go, which will be in four. I hope he retires this year, and I hope he gets, this will be his last year with the Patriots, and he can go out and on top and be amazing.
Oh, yeah.
But he is checking down, he's checked down Charlie all of a sudden, and he's not going with the long pass.
Yeah.
And it's just, sometimes at some point, you know, ego gets involved, and you just have to say, listen, for the better of the Patriots organization, I'm stepping away.
He just needs to get one more and just be done, and that,
one more.
That's it.
Oh, you a Super Bowl?
Yes. I got to get them to the Super Bowl.
What are you
Bowl
drinking
again?
Over there? You're not even drinking anything. You're delirious. So, listen, how's business? So, you're starting off. You took the leap. You took the plunge.
Yep.
And what's a, I mean, I can tell you, when I opened my small business, I think the first thing was managing my expectations and then managing reality.
Yep.
And when I say that, I mean, it's like, I remember I had like $3,000 in the bank.
Yeah.
I never had $3,000 in the bank. And I called my buddy and I'm like, I got $3,000 in the bank. And he goes, have you paid the rent? I go, no. Electric? No. Insurance? No. You ain't got shit. I was like, oh, managing reality.
Yeah, yep.
So, but you're not running out of a shop, right? You're running out of that sweet car.
Oh, yes.
So, how are you? Because eventually I would assume you would think you might want to be, or will you always just be mobile?
So, as of right now, me and my business partner, we think that being mobile would probably be the best for now. I would like to open up a storefront sooner or later, but I'd rather just have it to where I can literally just travel up and down Delaware, maybe even down to Ocean City, and just get phones done, get whatever done, and try to pick up some big contracts. Because I know I was speaking to a couple of schools who deal with iPads and everything for the kids. And we've been trying to set up that and get the iPads rolling for them and just get them all fixed up.
Well, I don't think a brick and mortar place might be as important for for a guy like, I mean, a place that you can go do work.
Yeah. So, like, because, like, doing it all at home and everything, I literally have a whole table full of devices and whatnot. So I can only imagine what would happen if I had, like, 100 iPads just sitting there ready to get done. It's just going to be a whole huge mess rather than having a whole store and just going there, placing everything where I need to place and having as much room as I possibly can.
Yeah. Well, so do you, I mean, do you have, like, a timeline, like, a goal? Like, you hopefully by this time, next year,
Next summer, I want to hopefully have a actual like mobile van that we have fully wrapped and everything in our name, and I want the back of it done to where literally if we go somewhere, we can literally just sit there and just sit in the parking lot and just have people come up, get phones.
Kind of like a locksmith.
Yeah, yep, basically. Get the phones done and everything.
I love those. I love these businesses like taco trucks or food trucks where they like have an Instagram following or a Twitter following. They're like, going to be down at Balboa Park today, you know, and then all the people that love that food, they're down at Balboa Park. So, you know, would you do something like that?
Yeah, most definitely. And like,
do you have an Instagram?
I do.
What is it?
My Instagram is Jair_McCray, and the business one is Universal_Tech Repair, if I'm not mistaken.
Universal_Tech Repair.
Yep.
If I'm not mistaken, or?
It's, no, no. let me get the for
yeah,
sure
get it right,
name
because
for you.
We want to get this out there because I have a feeling I'm not going to be able to get anything fixed after this, but hopefully.
Yep. It's Universal_Tech Repair.
Universal_Tech Repair is your Insta?
Yep.
And then you are, say it slow.
I am the owner and operator, and also, I think you know Brandon White, if I'm not mistaken.
Probably.
Yep, and he's my business partner.
Okay. Yeah, so, but that'll be cool because one day people will be like, oh shit, I'm going to go on his Instagram and find out where he's at. He's at the park today in the van.
Boom.
At the white van down by the river.
That's another thing, actually. I wanted to try to like make an app somewhat so I can literally just throw the app out there. People can schedule appointments or they can see where I'm at today and everything and then they can just go wherever.
I got a social app you can use.
That would be perfect.
Well, I mean, I have an app. I mean, it's like a social app, but you would have to, it looks like this. This is what the feed looks like. But you could figure out a way to make it, you can scroll through. It's kind of like, and if you go to the groups, see the groups down there at the bottom?
Yep.
And so right now they're the podcasts that we do, but we could reskin it and set it up for you.
Oh, that would be perfect.
Yep. And then there's actually a local button built into it too. So you can actually tap a button, and then your post will only go out 10 miles or 15 miles or, you know, just an area like, hey, we're in this area in the 25-mile radius of this van and we're fixing shit.
Hmm.
We'll look at it.
Yeah, that would be perfect.
It's a good app. Thank you.
That would be absolutely perfect.
And then I thought, well, it was, I think you were, it was like Friday, I think, that you came to the house. And it was like almost 6 o'clock. I mean, how do you manage your time?
So, when I came to you, that day, I wasn't really doing repairs because I was trying to get a bunch of the banking and everything done. But then, literally, I feel like every time I try to take a day off and try to get other things done, my whole schedule just gets filled up. So, the guy messaged me from Ellendale, and his MacBook Pro wasn't working. So I went there. I met him at Rural Farms, got that done within like 15 minutes. Then after that, after I was getting ready to leave, actually, you called me. And then came over here, did that. And then literally as soon as I got done, I was about to head home. I had 3 more people call me about phones. I ended up meeting them at Wawa and Lewis. I came over to Millsboro, got another one done. And I head up. I was heading up to Georgetown, got that one done. I think I finished up that night around like 9:30, I want to say. And then literally as I was heading home again, 2 more people messaged me. I was just like, I'm done for the night just because it's so late and everything. I'll get to you guys tomorrow and get everything situated.
Well, that's what was going to be my question. How do you manage your time? Because if you know, we start,
yeah.
I don't want to use the word greedy, but, yeah. You know, you never know when the shit's going to dry up.
Oh, yeah.
So you always want to. So help out, but
what I try to do is just go off of appointment base, and then normally what I would do, I would set the appointment up for, let's say, 9:30 in Rehoboth. So I would go there probably like an hour early just in case if anyone else messages me. At 9:30, get them done. I would stay around the area for like a good 30-40 minutes after I get done with the repair just in case. And then after that, I would go ahead and head to the next one. And I would just keep doing the same thing and keep y'all going throughout the day with it.
Yeah, well, that's awesome. I mean, there is some, you know, there's some freedom about owning your own business.
Oh, yeah.
But sometimes that freedom, you can run yourself ragged.
Oh, yes. And then just in case if I do need help, I do have an old coworker, too, that actually still does repairs. And if I ever need help, then I know I can just message him and he'll be able to go out and get it done for me if I'm busy. So
I didn't realize the back of the iPhone was glass, too.
Oh, yeah.
Do you fix that?
Yep. I fix it all.
Are you fixing the 11? Have you fixed an 11 yet?
Yes.
Already?
I had some customer over the weekend, actually. He dropped his phone behind his bed. His phone wasn't turning on at all. I ended up having to take the entire motherboard out. I took everything out of his phone, stuck it back in, and I think what happened was just, like, when it dropped, it just, like, loosened up a couple of things, tightened everything back up, and boom, iPhone 11 back on.
Is it true that the iPhone 11 has 2 SIM card holders?
No. iPhone 11 doesn't have 2 SIM card holders. Basically, it's like a eSIM. So it's like an invisible SIM card. You have to call your carrier. You can get another number put onto your phone, and then that's where the 2 numbers come from.
Well, someone told me that yesterday, that you can have 2 numbers put on the 11.
Yep, you can have 2 numbers put on the 11. It actually starts at the XS. You can have it for the XS Max.
Oh, not this one. This is the X.
Yeah, not the X. But yeah, it starts with the XS.
Isn't that funny? Like, when I bought the X, it was it.
Oh, yeah.
It was golden. I was never going to need another phone.
Yeah.
See, and then the XS.
Yep.
And now the 11. Now it's a freaking piece of crap.
Yep. See, I literally thought that I was going to stick with that for, like, forever. And I was like, it's kind of small, but I love it. Face ID and everything. And then they were like, brand new XS Max. I'm like, that's a bigger phone. And I really need that because I have big hands and everything. So as soon as that came out, off to the store I went, and boom.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to see what you think. I feel like I have never had a phone that has become more scratched up than this phone.
But it's scratched up on the front or back?
The front.
Do you have a tempered glass on it?
I got what they gave me.
Yeah, see? They didn't do a good job. So on my phone, I have a tempered glass on the front. Literally, if I take that off, it would be crystal clear underneath. No scratches or anything.
Oh, a tempered glass.
Yep.
Oh, that's cool.
And literally, if it drops face down, it's going to crack that tempered glass before it cracks your phone.
But listen, Jay, I've had the first phone I got was the 3, mm-hmm. the 3. And I've never put a screen protector on a phone.
Yeah.
Never. Ever. I did when I first got that thing, but it starts to peel and it's annoying and I take a lot of pictures. So yeah. I took it off. That phone, I mean, is that thing scratched up or what?
It's pretty up there, because I'm guessing you hold it in your pocket with your keys, too, right?
No, not even really. No. I don't even do that. I think what maybe did it was I set it in my cup or my, you know, my arm rest in my car. There's like a little hole.
Yep.
I think that I was setting it in there and it was maybe rubbing, but I've never, listen, I had the five flew out of my pocket, hit the concrete, broke the volume button, and it didn't even get scratched. So I don't know. I just feel like it's not a great screen.
And some of them, like I know that Apple makes their screens, they get them basically from Samsung. So basically this whole phone is like a Samsung phone, but it's under iPhone. Like literally if you look at where they get their screens and everything, their cameras and all, it's all coming from Samsung.
Yeah, but why can't Samsung put a good phone together then?
Samsung, they do, like the Note 10, I was actually playing with that the other day. I would actually take the Note 10 over my 11 Pro, which is crazy.
But is this the 11 Pro?
That is. Through camera, it takes crazy good pictures, but literally I was taking pictures with the Note 10 Plus.
Bro, you got a Snapchat?
Boom.
Hey, Jay. No. You didn't get a Snapchat, but... Do you like this? Because I was like, forget it. I'm not buying another phone.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, well, maybe I'll get another phone. Do you recommend this?
I do, just because like it's the newest and greatest and whatnot. And like with me owning the business and everything, I can also stick another number.
Can you open it? Yeah. And I won't look it in your junk, but I was wondering maybe I want to try the picture out, the camera, and see what the difference is. I'll give it a shot. Little tech review. Okay, so... That's just photo.
Yep.
So that's really, that's nothing different than any other phone.
Nope. And then if you
portrait.
If you go back to the regular photo and you see on the side where it says 0.5, 1, and 2.5, that's where the new three cameras come in handy.
Okay, so two. Okay, you're zoomed in.
Yep.
And then 0.5, you're,
The wide view. And it gets everything.
Okay, see, now that might be, can you get that on just the 11, though?
Yep. It comes it can't, it only comes with the 11 Pro and 11 Pro Max.
Your cameras are dirty.
Oh, bro. Yeah.
What's going on here? Oh, I love it.
It literally captures everything, which is the crazy part.
Here, can you take my picture?
Yep.
Capture everything.
Yeah, see, that's the only reason why I loved it. Like, literally, taking car pictures and everything is just amazing.
This is a big phone.
Oh, yeah.
Is this how big you have to get it if you get the 11?
No, the 11 actually comes in this size, too, the same size as your phone.
Can I get the 11 with the three cameras in that size?
So if you do it, make sure you ask for the 11 Pro. The 11 Pro is the one with the 3, and the iPhone 11 is the one with the 2. The iPhone 11 comes with many colors.
Another thing that I noticed that's kind of cool, I'm not even sure if anybody realized this, and I think it's part of the update, is that now you can edit videos.
Yeah. So with that, you've always been able to edit videos, but they just keep adding more and more features to it.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm not sure if you could. You could edit the length, I think, of a video, but you couldn't edit, like, the saturation. You couldn't change it to black and white. You couldn't do all that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure
new.
That's something that they did add. Yep.
In fact, I just edited a video the other day, and I was like, whoa. So I know it's brand new. And then the time lapse, is a difference in time lapse too now.
Oh yeah.
Do you ever do time lapse?
I haven't done time lapse that much, but I used to do it when I was flying my drone around and everything, just because my drone took better pictures than what my phone did at one time.
Yeah.
But other than that, I haven't done it on my phone yet.
Well, you can now do a half second, a second, and 2 second time lapse. Before, it was always, I think, just 1 second.
Yeah.
So they've, the 2 seconds is cool because, like, I have the Hero, GoPro Hero 7, yep. And it has 2 seconds, and it makes a decent time lapse. The only thing do you have a Hero 7?
No, I haven't had a GoPro in forever, honestly.
Well, my only complaint to GoPro, if GoPro's listening, is that they fisheye it.
Yeah, yep.
I don't like fisheye. Because you know, if you want to get the coolest point, you almost have to point. It's weird.
Yeah,
I don't like that. So there's now time lapse that changes. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, I see. Wait a minute. Oh, never mind. I'm changing what I just said. It's distance. So you can now time-lapse wide.
Yep. Get the wide angle. And that's where the close stereo camera comes in.
And up close. Wow. Okay. That's freaking pretty cool, man.
Hey, it's an overall good phone.
I'd go get it. My wife would just be all mad. How come you got a new phone? So there's that's that one. That's that one. And that's wide.
Yep.
Wow. That's pretty freaking cool. So you're you're an Apple salesman. That's very good.
Oh yeah.
Well, I gotta get a new phone because I think my son David. Sorry, I keep having to clear my voice.
Oh, you're fine.
Well, it's annoying. I hate having to do that. I was sick a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
So how's that working on that phone? Is that tough?
It's okay, but like I said, that's where the Samsung would come in handy for me because literally with the stylus pen and everything, it literally would do everything that I need, and that would be more of like a work-type phone. I recommend the Samsung to like people who have businesses that need to like schedule appointments and everything. That would absolutely come in handy. With this, it gets the job done, but it doesn't have what I want it to have.
Well, that's I've had, like when I built that app, I had to get a, what's the operating system for Samsung?
Marshmallow, I think it was.
Yeah, it was a Marshmallow. Yeah. I had to get that operating system, and I was like, it's just,
yeah,
it's not that great.
Yep.
And what does the Samsung phones run on? It's not Marshmallow. I mean, it may be the name of the system, but it's...
I forget, because I haven't, like, really focused on Samsung, like, the hardware and everything in, like, a couple of months or so. So, like, I know they are always updating and always releasing something. I actually need to get back into it, because I know a couple
Android.
Of people... Yeah.
Android's the operating system. That's one of... Well, you know, it's funny. I always say people that have Androids or use Android or have Samsung, and they're like, this is the best phone.
Yeah.
It's because you can't get an iPhone.
Yep.
I mean, let's cut the shit, people. I don't like iPhones. Can't get one, can you?
iPhone, they are pretty. The thing is, I don't think the iPhone should be that expensive. Like, this one is a 512, and I think the retail price for it was like $1,449. That's, yeah, like, crazy high.
It's expensive.
Probably takes only, like, $30 to make the whole phone. But it's weird. They are overpriced by a lot, and I can only imagine how the price is going to react to, like, to the near future. So who knows?
Well, there are some things about Apple, though, that I think make it worth it.
Yeah.
I love how, I mean, you clearly know, I only use Apple.
Yeah, yep.
I mean, all of our computers are Apple.
Yeah.
Apple, I feel like, has struggled a bit in the past with this, but I feel like now everything is finally, like, with this new update they did, the 13, whatever it was, Cantina, or whatever it was, I feel like everything's finally starting to kind of come together.
Yep.
And it's nice. You know, there's something nice about when I do something on this phone, it's on my computer. You know, I can just
link it right up.
Yep, link it right over. You know, my son and I share our photos here, and so I know all the pictures he takes.
Yeah.
He actually got his own iTunes account now that I think about it. So I'm not sharing anymore, but he also got a girlfriend.
Yeah.
What's going on? Now it's making sense. But the way Messenger works, message, you know, iMessage.
That's the one good feature I do love about it, the iMessage.
And whenever you're texting someone and you don't see if it pops up in, what is it, blue?
Yeah.
You're
if
like,
it
oh,
pops
boy.
Up green, then that's where the trouble starts. If it's blue, then you're good.
Oh, so green is not an iPhone user.
Yep.
Yeah, so you're like, oh, boy.
Yep.
Okay. Not you, but yeah. I sometimes start thinking, oh, boy, the whole, you know, it's just like, they probably didn't finish high school. That's true. I'm just kidding. I'm just joking. Don't get all mad, everybody. But isn't it? It's kind of funny. You're like, yeah. Oh, geez, they don't.
Sometimes I'm just like, I don't know if I want to message them back or anything, just because it's a green bubble.
Oh, really?
It has to be a blue bubble for me.
I'll say, okay, you have a pre-existing condition with that bubble.
It has to be the blue bubble. But then I end up messaging back, and it's just like they try to send me long messages and everything, try to explain something. Then it's like one message, one out of six. second message, 2 out of 6. And I'm just like, come on, you just go to the iPhone.
Oh, is that it? Does that too? It can't give it all in one message.
Yep, it has to literally divide it all up. And sometimes it doesn't even come in like in order and everything. So that's why they put the numbers at the bottom. Because I could receive the first one, then receive the fifth one, go back to the second, and have the sixth one come in. And then it's just like, nah, can't do that.
That's no good.
Yeah, so now I gotta piece it all together.
Well, actually, the reason I think we started talking about this was because the second number. I mean, is there any other phones that allow two numbers?
There are. I know the Blue company has had it for a while.
Who?
And, it's a phone called Blue, BLU.
Okay.
And that one literally takes two SIM cards. So you can literally have two SIM cards and stick it in there. But then iPhone caught onto it. I don't know. I'm not 100% sure if Samsung does it yet. They might. Because Samsung gets everything first and iPhone comes a little bit later. But I'm pretty sure a lot of carriers do it now, or a lot of phones.
That's interesting that Samsung basically builds all the parts for the iPhone, but still can't get their phone to run like an iPhone.
Oh, yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yep.
So out of all the phones, because I will tell you, I do have some favorites. And I really like the 4.
The iPhone 4? I actually do like that because with the iPhone 4s, when I first started, I was working on iPhone 4s and I was really customizing them. I was making them like chrome blue, chrome gold, everything. It was nuts what I could do with them. And then they upgraded and then they slowed down with the whole colors and everything. And I was just like, I can't do any more colors because like they just don't allow it.
Do you feel like when they made them so big? I mean, I only have the regular 10. I mean, it's definitely a big phone.
Oh, yeah.
Compared to, like, the 4.
Oh, yeah.
When it became so big, that's when it became such a, like, it's funny. My kids, last night I went to my son's room. I'm like, you all right? He's just sitting in the dark watching his phone in his bed. And I'm like, did nobody watch TV anymore? You know?
Yep, it's all on phone because the screens are so big. I mean,
yeah, it's
why
such
not?
A big screen and they're so wide and the picture's so good that they just don't even look at TV. They just look at their phone.
Yep.
But I feel like when they got that big and that because like the 4, I don't think anybody was sitting in bed watching their 4.
Yeah, most definitely.
But I like the size. I liked it had a lot of stuff, but it didn't have everything.
Yeah.
I feel like your phone's huge. I mean, it's literally it could take over my laptop. If I bought that phone, I might not need you to fix my laptop, my desktop.
Yep. Just give it some time. They'll be almost as big as the iPads.
Well, I won't be buying it. I don't. I think that there's a fine line between a phone and, you know, basically a new iPad.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
The other thing about I don't know if you have to deal with this a lot, but a lot of people don't realize that some of these things, they're not updatable anymore.
Yeah. So I think with the iPhone,
we'll talk about the iPad because I had the first iPad.
Yeah, and that one actually stopped at I think it stopped at maybe iOS 10, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, it's a brick now.
Oh yeah, basically used for just surfing the web. That's it. Can even do that.
Right. I don't even think it's done. But people, and then would you think some good advice is to keep your phone updated.
Basically. So, like, I had a customer the other day, actually, who was, like, trying to debate on whether to get the iPad 7th gen versus 6th gen. Because he literally just got to the point where his iPad isn't updating anymore. And the stuff that he was using on it, the apps aren't compatible for it.
Right.
So I was just like, you might as well just go and get the 7th gen. It's newer than the 6th, and it'll last you a little bit longer than what the iPhone or the iPad 6th gen will last. Because sooner or later, the iPad 6th gen, you just won't be able to update anymore. And then you'll have probably like 2 years on top of that from when the iPad 6 stops upgrading. And then, boom, you'll still have the iPhone 7 for another couple years after that.
Well, and tell me what you think is more important, because you'll see these, you know, people now. It used to be 16 gig.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was like 32.
Yep.
And then 124 or 128. I don't know what they're at now. But I have a client who he bought the lowest gigabytes possible because, you know, really everything's kind of stored on the cloud.
Yeah.
Now.
Oh, yeah.
But I watched a thing that said that like a 200 and what are they up to now?
I'm pretty sure it goes up to 512, maybe even 1 terabyte. I think there's a 1 terabyte in one of the Apple products. But I think for the phones, it goes to 512 and iPads, maybe goes up to 1 terabyte.
Well, in this study, they found that the same chipset or same, you know, operating drive or whatever it's called ran better in a higher gigabyte phone than like a 16 or a 32 or 64 gig. Do you know anything about that?
That I haven't looked into or heard anything about.
Would you recommend to get the lowest gigabytes you can, considering now everything goes on the cloud?
So, with that being said, yes and no. So, with the if you're on a Samsung, I would recommend always getting the lowest. It'll be cheaper. And you can also get like a micro SD, just stick it in there, and then you'll have gigabyte size on top of that. With the iPhones, if you're big on using the cloud and everything, then I would say go ahead and get the lowest one. And I think you pay like almost as low as 99 cents to get like 50 more gigs or something like that.
Right.
So me personally, I don't use the cloud just because I love to have all my stuff on a computer. So I back everything up. And the only reason why I got the biggest one is so I can hold my drone videos on my phone and go ahead and edit them and everything and do everything through my phone.
Oh, you're a big drone guy?
Oh, yeah. I have the DJI Mavic 2.
DJI Mavic 2. I like that. I have I have that. Obviously, I have the Altel up there.
Yeah.
But I also have I had the Mavic.
Uh-huh.
And it's in the top of a tree.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Fucked up. I'm like, just one more second.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, come on home, baby.
And then boom.
It just landed in top of a tree. And so I got the Mavic Air.
Uh-huh.
I think it's up there somewhere. But I love the Mavic.
Yeah.
It wasn't a DJI Air. Is it the Air? It's not the Mavic Air.
Yeah, I think it's just DJI Air.
I think so. Yeah. It's not as good. And I want a new drone, but
yeah,
I'm just, you know, whatever. I did 149 drone vlogs.
Huh.
I'll have to show you some of my drone stuff.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. And my first drone that I had, I think it was a DJI DJI Inspire,
Inspire. That's a $5,000 drone.
No, yeah, not the Inspire then. I forget which one it was. Yeah, Phantom. There we go. DJI Phantom. And literally, it was my first time flying and everything. I was in Millsboro. And I flew the drone up, and then it got stuck in a tree. And then I was trying to get it out and everything. And then I threw a football at it. Finally got loose. Lost all connection to the controller. Flew around the house and literally got stuck on top of a pole in Millsboro. So I called my buddies at the fire department. They were going to come down and get it. As soon as they got there, all you hear is beep, beep, beep. And then it just dropped straight to the ground. And I was just like, I'm not getting any more drones after that. Next thing you know, I have probably like 6 or 7 drones throughout the last like 4 or 5 years, I want to say.
I feel like drones are, I feel like they're getting all up in the software now.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, when I had this Altel drone,
mm-hmm.
I was my first drone. This thing would fly all over the place. I mean, literally, I could, it would be, you know, you're not supposed to let it get out of your sight.
Yeah.
But it would be it would be a mile away.
Yeah.
And no problem, no disconnection or anything. Then it had some issues. I had to mail it back to where I bought it from.
Yeah.
And they had to fix it. And now it doesn't really, like I flew it the other day and it got over here to the pond. It was like lost connection. I'm like, that's bullshit. It's annoying.
Yep.
And then now, like if I had, I took my one drone up to Dover to, up to Pfeiffer's Orchard.
Uh-huh.
I wanted to fly over that corn maze.
Yeah.
And they're all up in the software there because of the Air Force Base and stuff and the restrictions.
At first, I was confused because I tried to do the same thing for a car meet that I was up there for. And I tried to take off, and it wasn't allowing my drone to take off. I was like, why are you doing this? And then it wasn't really hit me that I was near the Air Force Base. But then I was like started looking into it, and I was like, yeah, no fly zone because of the Air Force Base and everything. I was like, ooh.
Did you get your drone's license?
No.
Yeah.
That's one thing that I will probably end up doing soon because what I also plan on doing with the drone business and whatnot is just adding it in and then doing shots for like what are the realtors and everything.
Real estate agents. I took the course and failed.
Ooh.
I hate to say that, but it was I got issues with that. And I think it's important that we understand airspace, but the way that the course is, it's almost like, all right, Mr. Aquino.
Yeah.
You're going to fly your drone from here in Rehoboth Beach over to Oklahoma City. And you need to, you know, put in your flight plan and understand the areas. I'm like, I'm not doing that. I'm just taking a picture of a stupid house.
Yep.
But it's like, you know, you can't go, you know, 400 feet above the highest point in the Class C airspace and all this. And it's like, and then they give you that test that gives you like three option answers and they all sound good. You know, really? And then you got to renew it every year or every 2 years. Yeah. And I'm like, this is just a money grab.
Yep. And I'm pretty sure you got to get it for each state too, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. Did you see the new Mavic drone?
No.
0.249 ounces. Oh, no, it's 249 ounces, which to have a license, it has to be 250 or more. And so the new Mavic drone weighs 249.
I'd probably add something on it just to make it over, just to get it going.
No, it's a great drone. But it's, you know, it's not shooting in 4K.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, that new Mavic drone, the two.
Yeah.
Is it got the telephoto lens?
Uh-huh.
It's sweet.
Oh, yeah. That I was sitting there playing. Like, the first time I got it, I was so excited. I couldn't, like, wait to get off work. I was actually working at Dunbar Repair when I got it. And I literally went to the state park over in Cape and everything. I was just flying it around and everything. And then come to find out, well, one of the guys that I had actually fixed the phone for, who's a park ranger and whatnot, he actually said we weren't allowed to fly it there. For some odd reason, I couldn't remember what it was. But ever since then, I literally just, every time I got off work, I just threw it up, just took pictures of Lewis and everything, just kept it going from there.
Do you know, there's a guy coming on, McGuire, what's his name? He's a local photographer. Nathan? Nate? I'll have to look it up. But he's coming on the podcast, and it's funny, I run a lot, so I take a lot of pictures.
Yep.
And he, he's basically taking a lot of these pictures that I've been taking for years, but he's doing it, professionally. But he's also got his drone up. He took a great picture the other day of the sunset with the drone from the ocean.
Yeah.
I'll have to show you. I flew my drone out into the ocean, and there was a whole island of snow geese.
Yeah.
And I flew it out to them, and then they took off, and then they started coming at the drone. I was like, oh, shit, back up. And they're all flying around the drone. I'm like, oh, my God, it's scary, right?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
It's unnerving, even though you're clearly on the ground.
Oh, yes.
You're not in the drone. But when you're flying it and, like, geese coming at it, you're like, oh, my God.
I think it's just because they're so expensive and whatnot. And, like, you don't want to lose it. You don't want to have it drop in the water or a bird try to snatch it up. Yeah, I've seen videos on that. Where a hawk actually saw the drone in the air, just came by, just snatched it, and just kept going.
Right.
And I was just like, I don't know how I'd feel if that happened to me.
Well, and that's the other thing, it's, I don't know if you've had it happen, but I've had my drone disconnect.
Yeah.
And it just goes black, and you're like, uh-oh. Yep. And, they're pre-programmed to kind of, you set your home, and it comes back, but you're like, oh, boy. And then I flew this one flight, and I was over in Rehoboth, and it was in the winter or fall, and I was kind of like maybe by Silver Lake, and I flew it across down by the ocean. I was way out there, and I lost connection. Sometimes I used to fly it and just let it disconnect and then come home and see what I would get. And there's a hotel that's on the beach, and this freaking drone, it flew on autopilot back and went right like between two air conditioner units on top of a tall hotel.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I don't know how it even maneuvered past it, but it's like, because you don't see it.
Yeah.
And then I went back and watched the video, and it's like, you see it, it's like, and then it figures out which way to go and then starts flying and goes right through these air conditioner machines. I was like, holy cow.
it's they're interesting. I know sometimes when I would set my home point and everything, I guess it was just where I was at. My drone would literally try to come back, and then it would literally get to the point where I wanted to come back, and it was like, can't land here. Go back up and then try to circle around, try to find another spot to land. And at one point, it literally tried to land like a couple of yards, a couple of houses down from us. And I was like, no, please come back over here.
Yeah.
But we ended up having gone down the street and getting it and bringing it on back.
So do you have like a vlog channel that you post your drone videos on?
No, not yet.
Are you going to make one?
I should. I need to. I want to have a couple of things. Like, I have a whole list. And literally every day that goes by, I just keep adding and keep adding and keep adding.
Well, listen, I appreciate you coming on. I think you're a special guy.
Thank you.
You're young and you're working hard and you're I don't know if it's a dream. But you're living the dream.
Right? Oh, yeah. I'm trying.
And I appreciate that. And anytime I meet somebody like that, I'm always inspired.
Yep.
And I just appreciate it. And I appreciate you working on my computer.
Yep. No problem at
and
all.
And I've seen you a couple times. I've had a few conversations with you, and you're always super positive and super happy. And I appreciate that.
No problem at all.
So let me just tell you thank you. Thank you for you know, being part of the community. Thank you for working on stuff around this community and, you know, putting out good vibes.
Thank you. I'm going to try my best. I'm going to try to get everybody situated and get everybody happy.
Well, that might drive you nuts.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Jay. Well, listen, what's the name of the company one more time?
Universal Tech Repair. If you have any questions or you need a quote, you can go to our Facebook and type in Universal Tech Repair, schedule something there, or you can actually reach us at 302-329-8691. And if I don't get back to you, then I should get back to you within like the 15 minutes of within your call.
Well, so, and I can testify to that. You do. Oh, and yeah. Because I was I'm a little iffy with, you know, messages and stuff. And you're like, you have it set up. It's a great setup. And you know what? Facebook does a pretty freaking good job.
Oh, yeah.
People like to diss Facebook. Oh, it's this and that. It's like, it's freaking awesome, man. Facebook and now you can probably schedule. I actually have it. Now you can schedule appointments to do podcasting through my Facebook page.
Yep.
Through the Facebook page.
Oh, and also we actually we have a contest going on right now too. We'll be picking a winner the day before Thanksgiving and giving out like a little gift basket and everything.
Okay.
And then we'll have another contest coming around Christmas time also.
Well, we'll put that. I'll put this stuff in the description. Maybe we'll do. Well, we'll figure out something. Nope. All right, brother. Well, listen. Thank you. Have a great day. Don't work too hard and fix my computer.
Thank you very much, and I got you.
All right, brother.
See you. Take it easy.
Bye.